The Torah in Parshas Achrimos introduces to us the halach of Shchutei Chutz. Shchutei Chutz is the prohibition against offering karbanos outside the area of the Mishkan. The Torah treats this prohibition very, very severely, gives it the punishment of kares. As the Torah tells us, you must only offer karbanos where they're allowed to be offered. Lo yizbichu odziv chayim la'si'irim ashrim zonim achareyim. Because the Torah tells us they can no longer offer sacrifices to the demons of which they are going to lead them astray. Meaning, if we were allowed to offer karbanos anywhere and everywhere we wished, we would offer sacrifices to different gods, different demons, different avodah zarah. But the ability to have a place to offer the karbanos means that we have to center it around the role of the mikdash, the role eventually of the Beis HaMikdash, and we can only offer karbanos there. By denying us the choice of offering karbanos anywhere we wanted, it denies us that choice that we can offer a karban to whoever we wanted. But the prohibition of Shchutei Chutz appears not only in this week's Parsha V'Achrimos, but also appears in Sefer Dvarim in reference to the permanent Beis HaMikdash. So not only here, but the Mishkan, but it generally it also applies to the Beis HaMikdash. And Varon Lichtenstein would point out that although it seems that the context of both of these prohibitions, of both sources of the Isser of Shchutei Chutz seems the same, the Torah approaches it from a very different perspective. In Achrimos, the Torah is telling us that you must bring your karbanos in the Mishkan to avoid offering to the Seirim, but other gods, other avodah zarah. As you are going around the Midbar and living in a world completely enveloped by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with the Anani HaKavod and the Eish and their clothes growing with them and the great spirituality in which the Jews found themselves, then the danger was the Jews would search for spirituality, for ruchnius, in places that you shouldn't be searching. So especially of the backdrop of being in Mitzrayim, which we just finished celebrating with Pesach, Bnei Yisrael were likely tempted to offer karbanos to any kind of imaginary demon and spirit. So therefore, it says, only in the Mishkan, only towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu. However, in Sefer Devarim, Mevarim pointed out, that's a very different context. There, Moshe Rabbeinu is speaking to the Jewish people just before they enter into Eretz Yisrael, where they're going to build and create their own land and work the land and run their own country. And the danger is the opposite problem. Not that they are going to be too exposed, but they're going to be indifferent. They're very busy. They're running a lot of different things. They might just not want to go to the Beis HaMikdash. The danger is not that they're going to find it in the wrong places, but they might not care about it enough. In the event that a person is going to have to offer a karban, he'll just do it wherever he wants. He doesn't want to have to make the trip and go to the experience of the Beis HaMikdash, the Kohanim, and what it felt like, and the whole experience they might not have gone to. The Torah therefore instructs us, both in Achrimos and in Sefer Devarim, that there are two different risks posed to the true Torah Jew. One is finding spirituality where we're not supposed to be finding it, and maybe avoiding it completely, as in Sefer Devarim. That's the opposite end. The threat, the excitement, I'm done with it. Maybe I'll just not focus on it enough. And therefore, the Torah instructs us to search for ruchnius, but only in the right places, only in the Mishkan and the Beis HaMikdash, only in following in our Mesorah. And if what does it mean to connect with the Ribono Sholem? What does it mean to worship Hashem as an Eved Hashem? Because if we fall to the Seirim, like the demons, and we search for it in the wrong places, or we allow our lives to get too busy that we don't care about it enough, that we're not fulfilling the Torah's real underlying goal of connection with Hashem.